This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3867 for Tuesday, the 30th of May, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Leap 15.4 Docker Install. It is hosted by JWP and is about 10 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, install Leap 15.4 and Docker on an Fuji SN900 thin client.
Good day. My name is JWP, and today I wanted to talk to you about something that I'm doing in my basement. Yes, I went down to the basement again, and I managed to move things around and a little bit. And I have an old Fujitsu terminal. It's a SN900, and somehow, some way, so it came with its own. Like OS to connect to a VDI solution. And you pop that out of the M2 thing, and then you put a new M2 disk in it, and you have a two-core AMD CPU with 4 gigabytes of RAM. And granted, the AMD is a bit of a dock, but what I managed to do also was mount a old 500 gigabyte laptop hard drive in there. So it has these 250 gigabytes from the M2 and a 500 gigabyte spinning disk. And so what I've always wanted to do with this thing was, I've never had real luck with the Nextcloud on a PI, and I've just got through this thing, ran for OpenSUSE without crashing for over a year. Granted, it just sat there. And so the first thing I did was I went down and I upgraded from 15.3 to 15.4. And first you have to do all the updates. It takes forever. On that low end CPU, it takes forever. And then, after it all got said and done, I was able to install Docker, and the pages for Docker with Leap 14 or 15 are just a little bit old, and so I wouldn't add any repos or anything like that. I would just try to do the commands that it says in the tutorial, and sure enough, it installed. It did have a few errors with it. So it's basically Zyper install Docker Python 3 Docker with Docker Compose, and it comes up with 30 other packages that it wants to install in addition, and then you have to put the Docker on the system CTL, so it's sudo ctl system CTL and enable Docker, and then you have to make Docker a user, add him to the sudo group, so it's sudo user mod minus g docker minus a $ user in all cap. And then you restart, so sudo systemctl restart Docker. And then verify that Docker is running, so you type in Docker version, and it'll come back, and let's see, let me type it in just right now to see what it is, Docker version. And it says Docker version, maybe sudo Docker version. That's also not found. That's because I'm inside the container. So if I type exit and then Docker version. Okay, so I'm on version 20.10.23CE, and it wanted me to pull down my thing, and so I typed in Docker, so sudo Docker, run dot dot rm hello world, and it wants my password. I give the password, and then it comes up with a absolutely fantastic thing. So it says hello from Docker, and it goes through and it says this message shows that your installation appears to be working correctly. The Docker client is connected to the Docker daemon. The Docker daemon has pulled the hello image from Docker Hub. My version is AMD64. And the Docker daemon created a new container from that image, which runs the executable that produces the output you're currently reading. The Docker daemon streamed that output to the Docker client, which sent it to your terminal. To try something more ambitious, sudo Docker run minus IT Ubuntu bash. And this was pretty amazing when this happened. And this is sort of the crux of it. So if you go back into it and you run it, and you get a root, and the root doesn't have to have a password or anything. So I guess you have to be really careful with security and stuff because there's no password or anything here. But I was able to install, you know, my normal terminal life, Nano, SC for a spreadsheet. Let's install one now when I'm talking to you. So let's go apt install bc, and unable to locate the package bc, so it doesn't like bc, but maybe that's a bc 2+2, and it's not found. So the bc appears not to be available anymore. But I was able to get nano, so if I type nano, nano is not found either. I wonder why, because I did it before. So if I say apt install nano, nano has so it what it did was it installed a it doesn't go back to the original container. So I'll have to go to sudo apt update not found. No, apt update, because you're already root, and now it does it. And now it does the update, so it's getting the update. And now it's reading the packages, and now you go apt upgrade, and now it goes through the whole process of getting the most up-to-date thing for you, and you say you want to have it, and it goes through the whole jammy, and it updates, and now you say apt install nano, and okay, and now you type nano, and now nano works, and control exit, and then, but I don't think it stays the same, or maybe it makes a new image every time I do it. But if I exit from it, let's see if, so if I exit from it again, and I type exit. So now I'm back at my thing, and then I go right back to it, and I type nano again. So yes, it's just a bash script. Every time I have to update, and every time I have to install, if I do that with that container, or maybe it might be that all of the Ubuntu bash containers are there, and I just have to tell it, figure out how some way to make it go back to the original command. Anyway, I think I'll be installing either Nextcloud or OwnCloud with Docker and try to get the whole container there. And it looks, so far it looks like the Apache one is the best, and I'll do another podcast with that information coming up pretty soon. Hey, if you need to reach me, I hope y'all, each and every one of y'all, are kind to someone today, and try to be kind to one another in our community. If you need to reach me, it's jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you so much, and listen to Hacker Public Radio.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.